Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast. Fletch, Vaughn and temp squad member Laura on ZM.
Oh, that's new, isn't it?
It is.
Very new. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good
Fletch,
morning.
Vaughn and Laura.
Good morning.
What a day to bury someone alive. Did you hear that? Weather forecast, 100K wins.
Yeah.
Great.
We have handpicked a location that's somewhat sheltered and easy to dig in. That's all I'll say because we've not asked permission.
No,
I think you've probably got to ask permission. I don't know who you asked permission from.
We're just going to turn up. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission or something.
That's
is that
right.
The same?
No, it's easy to ask for forgiveness and permission.
Exactly.
Unless you're going to kill someone.
Just don't ask.
Neither's going to do. Don't ask.
Neither's going to do.
On the show today, Tiny Temper will phone through, chat with him.
Yes.
He's got a new single with Zara Larsson.
As you said, we're going to be burying somebody and, of course, the Long Weekend group too.
Well, now, have you ever been a part, Laura, new to the show today, filling in for Megan, have you ever been a part of a Long Weekend group too?
No.
Do you even know what it is?
Do I toot something?
There's tooting. There's tooting of
the horn in the car. Kind of get you in the mood, unite us as a nation for just to get through the struggle that is a day before a long weekend.
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast.
Three news headlines. This will be your first time, Laura. So yeah. I read out three headlines.
On a Thursday.
And then you pick one story.
Okay.
Well, you and Vaughn decide.
I don't know why I'm saying okay. I know how it works.
You know how it works.
I'm glad you do.
Yeah.
Headline one, police chase ends at ham raffle.
A ham raffle.
A ham raffle. Correct.
Headline
two, neo-Nazi rescued by Syrian refugees.
Sounds grim.
Good.
And headline three.
Not good. I would have let the neo-Nazi die. But
right.
Good that he has to be rescued by somebody.
It's great
irony. He has huge disdain for.
It's great irony.
Yeah.
And headline three, Nebraska license plates raising eyebrows.
Nebraska
license plates.
Oh, because they have different license plates from state to state, don't they, in America? Because my in-laws, I collect every time they go on these big drives through America and they collect license plates from every state they go to.
What do they do with them?
And they're assembling them on the garage wall in the shape of America.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's nice. It's fantastic.
Very arty.
Very arty. But not all of the American states are the shape of license plates they're learning. In fact,
right.
None of them are.
None of them are. Right. Okay.
Probably that one.
Are we going
so
to
yeah,
that
one?
All right, we go to Nebraska where, I don't know, but apparently, because, yeah, they do, they've got the pictures on the license plates. They have to change them every 5 years. So they've just unveiled the new Nebraska license plates. Now, 5.2 million of these plates will roll out to replace the old ones. The design has been called beautiful, and apparently it represents Nebraska very well.
What is the design that represents Nebraska so well? Because what's Nebraska's are the plains of Nebraska?
Well, yeah, a lot of farming and agriculture.
Huge amount of corn crops.
The picture on the license plate, behind the letters that will go on the license plate, is a picture of a man sowing his seed.
Sorry?
Quite literally.
What was
that? Right.
So it's a man, and it just basically looks like he's got a big dong.
Oh, my.
But it's like a seed sack. Can you see that?
Bring it a little closer.
Do you need glasses?
My eyes are blurry at this time of the morning. Oh, right. Yes. Okay. I'm glad he's not throwing the seeds because that would have made it look significantly worse yet again. He looks like he's carrying, he looks like he's so well endowed he's had to carry it around in some sort of
sack.
Some sort of sack where his shoulders can also share the burden.
Yeah.
Has this gone to print?
5.2 million.
Because this again where Vaughn Smith, consultation to avoid genitalia and design,
yes.
Smith Consultants.
Is that a thing that you.
It's on my LinkedIn.
Card. Oh.
It's on my LinkedIn, ooh. Laura, so it's 100% official.
Have you had anyone endorse that skill yet?
I have, yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Avoidance of genitals in design is sort of the industry.
Well, if Nebraska had come to you,
we could have avoided another Rangiora skate park, which I don't know if you know, Laura, but that also looks like two testicles with a penis on the top.
Yup.
So, see, this could have been avoided if they'd used my services. Again, I'll just give you my LinkedIn. Just search Vaughn Smith on LinkedIn.
Yep.
If you're not on LinkedIn and you want to be, you don't want to be because they send you 10,000 emails a day.
You don't need another job, though. Like, that's the thing.
I'm a busy, you know, I can't say no to work.
I know,
I'm a very busy man. Idle hands make something devil work. I can't remember the rest of that saying.
I don't know if that is a saying.
Well, it should be.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
Headline last night, and it blew my mind, that what percentage of Americans, according to an Oregon State University, are living a healthy lifestyle? Now, to say you were living a healthy lifestyle, you only had to tick four boxes.
Okay.
Moderate exercise.
Yeah.
Which is any form of exercise three times a week. That's even just like a brisk walk.
Easy. Right. That would be, okay. I could take that.
Moderate Sorry, three exercise. Times a week, did you say?
Three times a week. Right. A good diet, which is fruit and veg. You had to be having your five plus a day, and there was this, there was another way of working that out. I think it was no more than one takeaway a week.
Okay.
Not smoking is the third criteria, and having the recommended body fat percentage. So with those four things in mind...
See, the last one is going to throw this out.
But if you do the first three, surely the fourth is...
Well, yeah, that's true.
But what about when you do those takeaways? Don't they have the extra, extra, extra large drinks?
Oh, they're huge.
So if you're doing takeaways, it's...
Yeah.
Gallon. They do gallons, don't
gallons
they?
Of gallons Coke,
of cola. So how many do you think? What percentage of adult Americans
so this is
can
what
tick those four basic healthy characteristics in America?
Sarcasm's coming through, and I think no matter what I guess, I'm going to get surprised.
By the way, I'll say that some researchers were quite pleased. They thought this was higher than it would have been.
I don't know.
2.7% of American adults are living a healthy lifestyle.
That's like margin of error stuff. Like that could actually be closer to zero.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know a lot about statistics and working out your margin of error on your sample size, but the sample size was 10,000 people.
Right. That's a good sample
which
size.
Which is a great sample size.
Surely there'd be more than 2.7% of CrossFitters or gymmers in the US.
You would think.
But maybe they smoke.
Or they have a couple of takeaways a week.
Yeah.
They go
moderate
to CrossFit.
Exercise, a good diet, not smoking, and having the recommended body fat percentage. Only 2.7% of Americans had all four characteristics. 16% had three of those.
Right.
So that's getting up there a bit more. 37% had two. 34% had one. 11% ticked none of those boxes.
Good God.
So over three times of the people... ticked no boxes compared to ticking all four.
And people were stoked with those results.
Yeah, they were pleased. One person said, I honestly thought we'd be lucky to hit 1% given those four criteria of American adults.
But 2.7.
What do you think New Zealand would be compared to that? About the same? Because we're up there in the fatty stakes, aren't we?
Yeah, we are up there in the I'd hope we'd be at 5%, wouldn't we?
Well, we can't tick that this week because we had that takeaway burger yesterday.
Oh, my God. What'd we had takeaway
burger. Better burger.
Better burger. And we found out if you say the secret password.
You get the stuff on
which
the fries.
Is epic. You get like ranch dressing and mustard on the fries.
I think it was more of a Southwest sauce.
Southwest?
We had an argument over which sauce it was.
We can argue about what sort of fat-filled sauce it was till the cows come home. That was delicious is the one thing we can agree on.
Yeah, we're not in that 2.7%
now, though.
And you
made me add it. I ordered my burger and then Fletch tapped the sign. Well, tapped the sign on the thing that said add bacon for $1 because I was like, I'll have a double cheeseburger.
It was $2.
Which was it $2?
Yeah.
And then he tapped the sign like, I think you've missed the sign.
Did you not see this?
I was like, okay, add that too.
And he was very quick to agree that he should add bacon to his burger.
I don't want to fight in front of
the burger. Hey, so that's why there's only 2.7%
of
healthy
people.
That's
why I cannot tick this week.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the undercutter. We're going to bury some of the live.
Oh, that's it. A dollar in the jar.
Oh, my God, I said it,
didn't
I?
Dollar in the jar.
Undercutter at 7:30. Laura is filling in for Megan. That was my first time.
We need a pay wave terminal,
today,
though,
it's
because
the first date.
Fletch doesn't ever carry cash.
I don't ever carry cash. Do you know, once a charity person was like, well, I actually have an FPOS thing. I was like, well, then I will donate, of course.
Oh, and then you put in the wrong pin. You're like, decline. Sorry, no money. Soz bad at charity.
Community notices coming up. We delve into the world of the weird stuff that people post on their buy-sell pages and Facebook pages.
2016 will be the year of the superhero film. We've had superhero films before, but never as many in one year. Deadpool was already out. That was the...
Nothing's going to beat that. That was great.
That was the surprise of the year.
It was funny and
R-rated.
It was heaps of action. It was R-rated. Yep. Yeah,
it was really good. We've got later in the year... We've got the next Captain America, Civil War. Lots of them coming out before the end of the year. And one that's released today, I believe, Thursday, it opens worldwide, is Batman versus Superman, which I've been looking forward to for a very long time.
I'm so scared because Ben Affleck's chin, I can't take the film seriously.
Batman's always had a good chin.
It's a bit bummy.
Has he got a bum chin? He does have a bum chin. You're very right. What?
I'm very excited about it.
Producers so, James and Caitlin went.
Yes, because we were otherwise engaged. We had an engagement that saw us past the movie start, didn't we? Mm. So we couldn't go halfway through. That
and I just didn't
justice.
Get invited. So
Laura didn't get invited. James and Caitlin went, however, and now we go to the producer's booth for the producer review of Batman versus Superman. Please, no spoilers. No spoilers. Spoiler-free review.
Yeah, well, at the start of the film, the director, Zack...
Snyder
came on and said that we weren't allowed to say anything about it and ruin it for everyone else in the world. So I'm really scared to actually say anything in case I just blurt it out. Because you know how you're not allowed to
but
say something.
But there's reviews online already.
I think that was for the people that saw it even earlier because there was some like media screenings in America and everything.
Like a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
I do have one thing to say.
Okay.
Don't get angry, Vaughn. I don't like Batman. Superman's way better. Superman is way better than Batman.
And why are they fighting each other?
Because...
Well, she can't really say because of the movies.
Yeah.
But basically, that last Superman movie, Superman caused a lot of damage.
Right.
And Batman's not happy about the unchecked power of Superman.
Oh, okay.
Well, that Superman has more powers because Batman just puts on a suit that this old man made for him. And so Superman actually has legit powers and he's real cute. It's Henry Cavill. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I need to tell you though, I was sitting there the whole movie waiting for Spider-Man to show up.
No, that's Captain America.
That's the opposite franchise.
I know, and because you showed me a trailer for that other thing and I was like, sitting there, I was like, hey, surely he's coming now. And I was like, oh my God, it's only finishing. Surely, like maybe at the end, Spider-Man will come. And then he didn't come.
So when did you realise that this is the wrong film for Spider-Man?
At the end when James told me.
Right, when at the end you were like, did I miss Spider-Man? And James is like, no, you're wrong film.
The wrong film, wow. Yeah.
Right.
And also, why you told me the reason that you couldn't like Batman. Mm. It goes more beyond the fact that Superman's cuter. Why did you say you couldn't like Batman?
He's just about old.
But old.
And he looks about old. And Ben Affleck, I mean, I was just sitting there the whole time being like, you ruined Jennifer.
Oh, right.
In their relationship, Jennifer Garner and their, yeah.
Right.
So you thought the person playing Batman was too mean to his now ex-wife in real life, so you couldn't get behind the character.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone does that in films, right? If you hate someone like the actor, you're like, dumb character.
Yeah, good call. James, what about you? Your girlfriend... Spent half the movie finding a toilet.
Yeah, she needed to go to the toilet quite badly, so she was pretty stressed. But I don't really know what to say after that.
I didn't like it.
Caitlin really covered it. I didn't like it.
James didn't like it.
My one sentence review would be like, the Avengers, but not funny.
So the Avengers without the humour.
It's not like your the Batmans that we're used to.
Okay.
But it's not like that.
Out of five Maltesers, how many Maltesers out of five?
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Woman was in it.
That was in the trailer.
That was pretty cool.
That's not a huge secret. No.
Okay, so out of five Maltesers, Superman versus Batman.
Three.
Batman versus Superman.
Four.
Four Maltesers.
Because of Henry
Cavill. 80% if it was an exam mark. You think it's worth 80%? Because reviews are in it. I'll be totally honest. I'm probably going to love this film regardless of what happens because it's got Batman in it. But reviews aren't good.
I cried a little bit, Vaughn.
You cried a little bit.
I did.
You cried during infomercials.
That's a personal issue.
That might be more of a reflection of your current mental state.
Right.
Than, that's definitely nothing to do with the film.
This sort of emotional level of a superhero film.
Right, okay.
That's
you're a bit mental.
Like at the start of the movie, the ads come on for Harcourts and Caitlin's crying.
Some of those Harcourts ads are
crying. I'm just so happy that a family got their house.
That's so nice.
It's so true.
It's got a nice little garden and a great school zone. And it's like a quiet cul-de-sac so they won't get people racing down this street. Sometimes it's just great to see a family getting everything they want out of their first home.
Fletch, Vaughn and backup BFF, Laura. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan's Community Notices.
Hello and welcome to Community Notices, a segment of the show where we take a look at some of the postings on your local Facebook page and then we all laugh. And we're like, thank goodness we're not that person. But then one day, we might be that person. Let's start with Overheard at Vic University.
Oh, okay.
This is, I believe, the first time. Vic Deals, of course, massive.
Oh, yeah.
Massive Facebook page contributor.
It's one of our top five.
Yes, yes. Mm. This one comes, Caleb posted this. Hi, guys. So yesterday, my favourite red cereal bowl that I've been happily eating my morning cereal out of for about the past 4 years was taken from the kitchen on level 2 cotton.
Oh,
if anyone has any sightings of my favourite bowl, please get in touch. My second favourite spoon was also in the bowl, but I'm not so heartbroken about that. I've heard of other bowls going missing around campus, and we could have a cereal bowl thief on the loose.
Oh, you do? I've got favourite bowls. What?
But you're not leaving them in a university kitchenette. Don't leave anything in How has it survived?
You can't say I've never left a bowl in a university hostel ward.
I suppose you've got to take your own, really. You don't know what sort of crockery they're going to have.
I'd never leave it in a communal area, for sure.
I don't know how he's got away. I'd say he's some sort of fluke of the system that a bowl would last anywhere for 4 years.
I love that he's taken the time to sit down and really think about
it. It gets better, Laura. He's even gone to the extent of finding the closest looking thing he could find on the internet to his bowl.
Brilliant.
And posting a photo to help you identify the bowl should you stumble across aforementioned bowl. Let's go now to the Christchurch Buy, Sell and Trade page. While this is funny, also deeply concerning.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Lewis writes, admin delete if not allowed. I've recently moved to New Zealand. I was riding a push cycle and I got pulled over by an undercover cop. He said, can I please see your push cycle license? I said, sorry, sir, I haven't got a push cycle license. I only just arrived in New Zealand. He then continued. He checked over my cycle and he said, whereabouts is your warrant of fitness and registration sticker?
Oh.
I said, oh, my God, I didn't know a push cycle. I just love, by the way, that this has still been called a push cycle.
Yeah.
It's push bike or bicycle.
Yeah.
It's never both. I said, I didn't know they needed one. He said, look, I'm going to have to write you a fine for not having a registration on your cycle.
Yep.
And then I got written a, he said he could write me a fine or I could pay him $300 on the spot.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, because if I write the fine, there's a chance as a visitor to New Zealand, you could get deported.
Oh no.
That's so bad.
I paid the fine and he drove off with a smile on his face. Whereabouts do I get a registration and warrant of fitness for my bicycle? Push cycle. Avoid this happening again.
Oh, no.
That went from funny to being real
sad.
Really,
and I
know.
Sorry, I actually feel bad for laughing in the first place.
Yeah, I know.
Push cycle.
Where do you get a warrant for your push cycle?
Hell's a push cycle?
A VTNZ?
Go to VTNZ.
I like a push cycle. In my mind, is a balance bike for our adults.
Yeah.
One of those ones where you actually have to push.
That's bad.
That's horrible.
And it doesn't end there. Impersonating a police officer.
Has anyone got spare ant traps? There's many ants in my kitchen. That's just what they've tagged on the end.
That he's not having a good time.
He's not having a good day.
He's not having a good time.
Needs a push cycle warrant of fitness and registration and also ant infestation in the kitchen.
My God. I can now see ants on the push cycle.
See, he's like, they're all over my push cycle too. So I'm never going to get a warrant of fitness with the ants. Porirua Buy, Sell and Trade is the next page we go to where the headline says, looking for a cake, willing to pay $50.
Yeah.
Is anyone keen to make my boy a birthday cake before lunchtime tomorrow? Must be banana flavoured. Also, please make it a Batman themed cake.
Not asking much.
Nah, pretty please. Nothing OTT, just simple. $50 absolutely tops. Somebody said, you're not going to get a cake made for you before lunch tomorrow, let alone in Batman shape. You've asked for a very specific
cake. Can't she make her own?
This, apparently not.
Lazy.
No. Mm. Or in no way cake, you know.
Capable.
No cake capable.
Cake capable.
Say that.
Very capable. This one from Vic Deals. Beth says, are there any mediums or people that can communicate with the dead that you can personally recommend? First comment from Chris. You're going to hell. There's only one person you should be talking to that's dead, and that's Jesus. Talking to the spirits is the devil's work. God said so. Repent now or spend eternity burning in hell.
Things got serious pretty quickly.
Next comment.
Wow.
I think we all just need to chill a bit. 25 likes on the all we think we all just need to chill about. I honestly think that we all just need to chill about could pretty much go in any comment section of anything ever on the internet.
Yeah, I think
so. We all just need to chill about. Philosophical.
Yep.
Those are today's community notices. If you see something on your local Facebook page that tickles your fancy, it'll probably tickle ours. You can send it to FBMZM on Facebook.
Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.
ZM.
Right now, we're joined on the phone by international recording artist Tiny Temper. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're
very good.
Good, thank you. The single Girls Like featuring Zara Larsson, the video's out. Where was the video filmed?
The video was filmed in Cape Town, South Africa.
Did you like want to go to South Africa and shoot a video, or did you see it and thought it looked the sort of place that would be perfect for a video, or how did you go to Cape Town of all places?
So basically, what most people don't know is that I shot the first video in England, but it was on a really cold, rainy day.
Yeah.
And nothing really went to plan. So when we got the video back, it just didn't look right. So I was flying out to South Africa anyway to do Top Gear. And then when I was out there, my manager called me and was like, right, so we're going to reshoot the video. Do you want to do it when you're back in London, or do you want to do it while you're out in South Africa? So I was like, wait, the weather's great here. The women are beautiful.
Yeah.
All I need to do is just fly my friends out and we can literally turn this into something crazy. And so that's exactly what I did. And that's how we ended up shooting the video in South Africa.
And you're wearing shorts and
you're not covered in goosebumps and no one looks freezing cold like they would have in the same attire in England.
It doesn't work in the English weather, trust me, it doesn't.
What were you doing for Top Gear in South Africa, or is it still like top secret?
Yeah, it's still top secret. All I'm allowed to tell you is that I was doing something with Top Gear.
Is that with Matt LeBlanc? Matt LeBlanc, have you met him?
Correct, I have met him. Yeah, we posted a selfie on Twitter, guys. Come on.
I was on
Twitter because I was just looking at your Instagram and I can't see any Matt LeBlanc selfies.
Yeah, no, it wasn't on the Instagram. It was just on Twitter.
Oh, are you expecting him to be just like Joey from Friends all the time and he's not?
Yes. That is what tends to happen around Matt. Yeah, you kind of, sometimes you get a bit of Joey and then sometimes it's just Matt, but Matt is equally as great as Joey. You just have to kind of learn to love the Matt, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though you're so used to the Joey.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, once you start to love the Matt, then it's fine. You know what I mean? But you have to get over the whole Joey thing.
It would be so hard to do after all these years.
As only knowing him as Joey. Was that your first time on Top Gear, or did you do it with those who shall not be named?
Yeah, that was my first time on Top Gear, yeah.
Okay, very, very... What an awesome trip to South Africa. You get to film an awesome music video and do Top Gear.
Come on, two birds in one stone.
I know.
I reckon you should just shoot music videos for any future single in England, but make it look cold and bleak, and then go somewhere exotic and get all your friends flowing out for the shoot on location.
Yeah, for every single video. it actually a lot of people panic in the meantime and it costs way more money. So.
Yeah. True.
I'm going to have to pick and choose my times wisely.
And what about New Zealand? Any plans anytime soon?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say it's one of my favourite places. It definitely takes a bomb to get all the way over there, but once you get there, the good weather, the agriculture, like the scenery, the people... So cool, man. So cool.
Right.
I actually went to what's the name of the uni town in New Zealand?
Oh, would it be?
It's got like the steepest.
Dunedin.
Yeah. Dunedin, Edinburgh of the South.
Dunedin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I had a great time in Dunedin.
Everybody has a great time in Dunedin.
You would not be able to have a 13-week pool party in Dunedin because there's only about 3 weeks of the year where it's warm enough to be in a pool.
I know. I was just crashing someone's houses, one of the houses of graffiti all over it.
Yeah, like Castle Street, most likely.
That's my kind of
Visitors love it because they don't have to live there, but the locals can get a little tired of the student lifestyle.
I know, it's like having pets.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, hey, well, loving the new single.
Like stroke, but I don't want them in my house.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Tiny Timmy, loving the new single, and hopefully we'll get you back to New Zealand sometime soon.
Can't wait, guys.
Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.
Which mics you're on to? There you
testing,
go.
Testing.
Vaughan has moved around the desk in the studio here for our latest segment on the show, and we've decided to go foodie.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing New Zealanders love, it's food.
Amen to that.
That is very true.
I've managed to track down some theme music.
Okay.
No,
it's like the old Food in a Minute.
Nice.
The old Food in a Minute. Well done. This is sort of Alison Gofton meets Nigella Lawson, though, right?
Yeah, we should talk in sexy Nigella.
Oh. I don't know what I just started saying, oh, before I knew
say
what my
things,
was going to be.
But just with that voice.
Oh, I've plugged in the toasty maker.
So
No, that
didn't do it either.
It's not just that
sounds
sexy.
Sounds more creepy, doesn't it?
So what we've done is we've got big, thick white bread, and we've now, only due to the fact that there was no butter in the building, we've used the what remained of somebody's margarine. Now, we've really done them a favour by finishing their margarine, because margarine's not good for you. Originally meant to fat-hunting up geese that's livers were going to be turned into foie gras.
I do like
that. That was the origins of margarine, wasn't it?
It was. James, did you know producer James did not know what margarine was? That is the hallmark sign of a privileged upbringing.
So St. Heliers, babes. Why didn't you know what?
He knew what glee was. I couldn't tell you everything that's in butter, because it's just like, it's just fat,
milk, isn't it?
Right?
And salt.
But you know what it is, like you spread it on bread and stuff.
Yeah, no, like I know what margarine is, that you spread it on bread and stuff, but I don't know what it is.
Right.
You just thought it was another name for butter.
Because there's like the Olivani. You know,
yes, correct. Correct. That's the one your mum buys when she thinks she's buying the nicest margarine.
Yeah, so like what's margarine then?
That's the great question. Exactly. Well, I could read it from the bottom of this thing, but it's a whole lot of... It's a whole lot of nonsense, James. Emulsifiers, Soylactone 471. I mean, if it's a number, James, I won't eat it.
So it's like a fatter butter.
We are making today for Easter cream egg toasties.
Yes.
And now, this is how you two can make them.
You can put your personal touch on these. You don't need to follow our instructions. Just the basic template of what we're doing here is all you need. You need bread, you need a toasty machine. And you need cream eggs. Or you could go for a standard Easter egg, right? There's no reason you need cream eggs.
Well, the thing with the cream egg is it's condensed. It's a little pocket rocket, isn't it? It's got the goo inside. It's got the chocolate. If you put in a giant hollow egg, you're getting a lot of air in there, aren't you?
Too much air.
This is true, but wouldn't it squash out the air? And aren't these going to be the chocolate equivalent of a tomato and a toasted sandwich? Are these going to hold the heat?
Yes.
And be like little lava
hold
explosions?
Hold the heat and make it soggy.
So obviously for your toasted salmon.
Yes, please. Yeah. Oh, thank you. My assistant Laura's just going to unwrap a cream egg, because those are quite hard to unwrap.
Yes.
I put the butter side down.
It's important to butter both sides of the bread and a toasted sandwich.
We've got one of those toasted sandwich makers that seals the toasted sandwich, and it puts a half in it.
Right.
So this is not a panini press. We're going to put one cream egg on each half of the bread. Laura, here's the remaining two cream eggs. If you could peel those, please. Oh, I'm going to put that there.
Sorry, that sounded way more.
And then I put a buttery piece of bread on top. I repeat the process here.
Right. We should have done that thing that, you know, cooking
shows. Here's one I prepared earlier.
Yeah.
Probably. I'd forgotten, and this is me every Easter, how hard it is to unwrap a cream egg.
God, they're sticky.
Yeah, because
There's always a bit of sticky residue, and that gets it.
That makes it a little bit harder.
Because bite into some tinfoil on a cream egg, and or just any Easter egg, and you know about it.
Yeah.
A little shock.
Oh, yeah, a little shock.
I was faster on that.
Oh, well done, actually. She's got very proficient at that. So now we've got the lid on it.
I'm nervous.
And we pull it shut.
Oh, God.
I was going to say you might warm up the egg and then seal later.
No, too late.
No, I've clamped it down.
Too late.
By the way, I would always recommend washing a toasted sandwich maker, the plate of it, not all the electronic aspects, before using, because this one does smell a little bit like an exhaust pipe due to the metal's first outing. So what do we do now? We just wait for it, do we?
Well, yeah, we just, I'll just pull down the music.
Yeah.
I guess what? How long does it take? Four minutes.
It's a red light. It's just not a red light.
It's a red light.
I don't know how long.
Okay. Can you smell that?
Nothing takes longer to turn green than a toasted sandwich red light being watched. Isn't that a saying?
I don't know. Not always about toasted sandwich.
Sure. Okay, should we come back?
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
Great idea.
We are about to unveil the cream egg toasted sandwich that's just been, what do you call it?
Cooking.
It's smoking.
There is smoke coming out. I'm worried that maybe some chocolate has squeezed through. Shall I pop the lid on it?
Can we recap? It's a very simple recipe.
Yes,
simply white bread, a couple of toasted, a couple of cream eggs, and just margarine or butter.
Yeah.
And that's all you need for a delicious Easter treat.
I was thinking, you know what would be great on this? Sprinkles.
No, that's taking
a step too far. Sprinkles don't say Easter.
No, you don't think sprinkles?
Sprinkles don't say Easter. Like a colour to run in the middle when you opened it up.
I think if you put, instead of the white bread, you went for a hot cross bun.
Now we're talking like a fruit toast.
Fruit toast.
Spiced.
Well, Caitlin's budget extended to $1 for this loaf of bread, so I don't think we're getting spicy bread.
That click that just happened, was that the toaster sandwich machine shorting out our studio?
I think it was, okay.
Okay,
we've opened the toasted sandwich
machine. You know what, Leonard, I expected it to look significantly worse than this.
Oh, okay. That's actually lovely. So there's a lovely golden brown.
I'm not saying it looks healthy, but I'm saying it doesn't look like it's
white goo from inside the cream eggs just popped up the top on that one.
Yeah,
that's
it looks like
nice.
It's foaming.
Watch your fingers, don't burn them. Can I say, by the way,
in no way a paid endorsement by Cadbury, but if you feel free to send us cream eggs, you are more than welcome.
Well, no, I think because everybody in the industry, in media, I've seen all my friends in media posting the photos of all like the Cadbury hampers arriving for their... I think we went a little too Whittaker's heavy at the start of the year. Did we pick the wrong side in the Civil War?
I don't know.
What's Whittaker's got planned for Easter?
They've got the kiwi, the chocolate kiwis.
I'd bite into that with a lot of caution.
And this isn't my first time at the rodeo. I know the old deal of you bite an end off the toasted sandwich and you blow a bit of air through, don't you?
Yep. All right. Okay.
Jesus, this is cutting that in half.
Give us a little taste test, Vaughn.
Oh, I'm nervous for you. Gently.
Always blow on the pie.
You must always blow on the pie.
What do Australians call these? They call them jaffles, eh?
What? They do, yeah.
You're leaking.
He got the As you just pointed at my finger, I was like, it's on fire, isn't it? Because
I started feeling the heat. Watch it. It's going there.
It's everywhere. It's
oh, God.
Okay.
I can't bite it. It's too hot. I can't bite it.
You're going to need to.
I tried. It
looks like a toasted Nutella cream egg sandwich. That's what it looks like.
The white stuff leaking out of it's unsoothing.
Not bad.
That's good. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad, hey, comrades. Not bad.
So there you go. It's pretty simple. If you really need this tutorial video, we'll get it at zmonline.com. Our toasted sandwich, our cream egg toasted sammy.
No!
Not again. Oh, my God.
You're very, very hot.
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. The Undercutter.
Right, this week it's a bit grim for the Undercutter.
When we thought of this one, we thought we might strike the first one where we couldn't find anybody to do it for $1,000.
No, that'll be next week.
We're actually in the process next week of getting much more money because we don't think anyone will do it for
$1,000. We're going to reveal more at about 8:15 this morning, but right now we welcome into the studio and doing it for just $150 as well. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen the Ryan Reynolds movie Buried?
No, I haven't.
Probably for the best.
That's a good thing you haven't.
Probably for the best.
Right, so we started at $1,000 prize money and you undercut everybody to do it for $150.
Yes, that's
true. Do you get claustrophobic?
I will find out.
See, you don't know if you do. What about like lifts or...
No, lifts I'm fine with. I think I've been like under a car before, like that's okay, but you can see outside.
What about a sleeping bag? Because I don't like those.
You don't like sleeping bags?
Because you can't kind of... I like to starfish.
Who are you? That a sleeping bag makes you claustrophobic. Yeah. It's like being cuddled.
Yeah.
By a nylon bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe you should be burying me alive then.
Well, you'd be terrified. Do you want to undercut the Undercutter?
Yeah, do you want to undercut?
No, probably at least 500.
So we're about to brave this awful pre-Easter weekend weather and go to an undisclosed location that we haven't asked permission to use, so we don't name it.
Oh, and the health and safety regulations here are very slim. Mm.
Makes me feel really comfortable right now.
your family, they aren't lawyers or anything?
No lawyers.
That's a great start for us. That'll be fine. Always helps
if our contestants can't afford a lawyer, we find, in these kind of things.
Yeah, unless it's such a horrific case that someone offers to pick it up pro bono.
Oh, that'd be right.
Yeah, that'd be the situation. So we're going to go now. We're going to bury you for the length of a song, and then we're going to dig you up. If you do all that, you'll be this week's undercutter and get $150.
That sounds really good.
Does it though?
Could you just sign that form in front of you just quickly?
Yeah. Sure. Let me just read it first.
Don't read it. It's sort of like, it just says, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just so it's like when you're online, you just click OK. It's like, hurry up, I need this loaded or to download.
I understand the terms and conditions, yes.
Yeah, yes,
there it is.
All right, well, it only takes a few minutes to get there. We're going to be live from our burial location next on ZM.
Fletch, Vaughan and substitute Laura.
All right, Fletch, Vaughan and Laura, and we've just arrived at our secret location just down from our studio. Coming up, cash check and your chance to win some money. Plus, we've got the long weekend group too, but right now,
Undercutter.
You may hear the gentle lapping of waves, the coffin in the ground.
And Rachel, this is where we're going to be burying you for the length of a song.
It looks quite snug.
Do you know what? And I like to imagine you're not the first person that's been buried on this beach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a terrible thing to say about a beach. I just meant...
No, that's great.
I just meant, like, you know, dad's lying on the beach and the kids bury. Yeah, that didn't come out right at all, whatsoever.
I'm seeing it. It looks very grim now that I can see the coffin in the sand.
It's even got a lacy line.
Yeah, I know. It looks quite nice.
And Laura, your first day filling in for Megan, and you're burying someone alive.
Yeah, it seems strange. I want to throw up for you, and the tarpaulin is making me terribly sweaty.
The tarpaulin's very serial killer. Oh, very, very serial killer.
This before?
Yeah.
Dexter-like.
Yeah, very Dexter. Your serial killers do love a forest green tarpaulin.
All right, we're going to come back next. We're going to get final preparations now underway. We've got a medic. We're going to meet him. We've got an oxygen tank. We're going to run through how it's going to work next. We are about to bury Rachel alive for $150. We started at $1,000. That's how the undercutter works. Next week, we're going to announce, actually, later in the show, what we're doing. We're going to have to probably start with a bit more cash.
Yeah.
Because next week's is a bit impossible.
I don't know if we'd get anybody for $1,000.
But right now, though, our coffin is in the sand.
It's buried in. It's in. We just need to get our coffin-y.
Rachel, you're feeling okay at this stage?
I'm feeling pretty nervous, but I think I'm okay.
And so Don's here though. Don's here. Don, you are our medic on standby. Good morning.
Morning.
Now you might not be able to hear this through the magic of radio, but Don has quite the moustache. I would place my life in that moustache's hands at any time.
Thank you.
Right. Now you actually, your job is, you do a lot of the medic stuff on like movie sets and TV shows.
Correct.
So have any of them ever got themselves into mischief that you've needed to save them from?
The thing is, when you come to movies and things like that, a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. And when it comes to the stunts, they've all got stunt doubles and they're miles away from the action.
Tom Cruise.
Useless Tom Cruise. So you also have like all the stuff on standby, like an oxygen tank and all the safety stuff?
Everything stuck in the corner over there, ready to move if I have to.
All right, so do you think we need a safety word? Like, you know, if things get a bit naughty and go wrong?
Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. Is there a few words?
Something you'd never say. I think Pohutukawa, given that we're
the
shade of a Pohutukawa tree.
Lovely.
Pohutukawa.
Okay, great safety word.
She can say the safety word. You've always got to test that.
All right. Okay, so the idea is we're going to get you to lay in the coffin now. Now, we've got a walkie-talkie system here for safety. Can we just test the walkie-talkie with the safe word?
Pohutukawa.
Yeah, that worked for me.
You've got to say over, Vaughan.
Pohutukawa, over.
And then you say Roger, over.
Roger, over.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Brilliant. Because if you don't say over, how do you know if they've finished? Over.
I don't know. Over.
Exactly.
All right. Yes. So if you lie down.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
any regrets?
Probably a couple at the moment.
Okay.
When we put the lid on, we're not going to be able to hear you any other way than through the walkie-talkie. So any problems, communicate. Pohutukawa, over.
All right, now we are going to put the lids on now. Laura, we've got Cam, he's got the first lid. This has got a GoPro on it.
This is the top of the body, so the face is covered first.
Okay, now you've got to last a song at any stage if you want to be uncovered.
It's Pohutukawa.
Pohutukawa is the safe word. All right, you've got to talk to us now. Let's just hear the walkie-talkie.
Can you hear me, over?
I can hear you, over.
Okay,
the lids are on and in place, how are you feeling, over?
It's a pretty small box in here, over.
Oh, you took too long to answer. I thought you were dead in there.
All right, we're going to cover. Producer Caitlin, start the spading.
Oh, dear.
You'll be able to hear the sand hitting the coffin.
That is quite loud.
What's that, over?
The sound of the sand hitting the coffin actually is quite scary, over.
Okay. Yeah, we're still here. Over. Laura just about fell on your coffin. Over. Laura just about fell. That would have been a very scary thud.
It's actually really loud.
Hey, I'm... Okay, so we're going to start the song now, and it's 3 minutes. If you can last, you're going to win the cash. Is that good?
That is fine. Over.
It is time for us to uncover Rachel, who at the moment is buried under a beach in a coffin.
I feel like it's a bad time to bring up the whole Stand and Laura part, but we'll talk about that later. We do need to get her out of there.
It's weird that we could literally walk away from this, yeah, and it looks like just a beach.
Like, it's flat. I don't
know.
No
one would know.
I don't know the weight of the sand on top of the coffin or anything, but I doubt it would be too much to push your way out of.
Can we just check in with Rachel to see how she's going?
Rachel, are you okay in there?
I'm okay. There's a little bit of sand coming in, but I'm okay.
A little bit of
time to get out.
A little bit of sand coming in equals good time to remove you from your sandy grave. All right, we're going to get you out, but we're going to have to be careful because we don't want to, like, put the spade through the top of the coffin.
By the way, James, the producer, is standing here in bare feet, and you didn't realise before, but you nearly took his toe off with a spade, Vaughn.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah, it was totally terrifying. I totally realised, but only when I was about an inch away from taking his toe off.
I felt it slide under my foot, and I'm just chilling here in bare feet trying to do my best.
Keep them on their toes, and maybe by cutting off their toes.
All right, okay, let's start digging. Let's start taking
the
sand off.
We're going to start digging. We're starting digging, Rachel.
This is reminiscent for me of uncovering a hungy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, except instead of lovely, like, smoke-steamed meats, we're getting a human being out of the ground. So very much like a hungy. How does that sound inside having the sand taken off?
It sounds like someone's trying to scratch their way in. It's really scary.
She better close her mouth when we open this thing.
Rachel, close your eyes and your mouth because we're about to take a lid off and there might be a little bit of sand falling. Rachel?
Roger.
Oh, Christ, Rachel, not again. She left a big gap. I thought we'd killed her. We're on live radio. We can't afford to kill you. All right, here we go. We're opening up the lid.
You survived, over.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, was...
How long do you reckon it would be before you really started to panic?
I could do probably another couple of songs, actually. It's quite relaxed.
All right, back you go.
All right, back she goes. Congratulations, Rachel. You were buried alive and you get $150 from the undercutter.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Wow. It's so freaky, isn't it? Just seeing you popping out of a coffin in the sand.
Like, do you think if you were forced in there against your will or you woke up not knowing, obviously, that would be a completely different kettle of fish?
And it's a bit scary because, like, sand's coming in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a loud sound that hits the coffin.
Well, I guess it's like being inside a drum, effectively.
Yeah, wow. Fans. Okay, well, congratulations, Rachel. $150 for this week's undercutter. We've got cash chicken activator in just a couple of seconds. We've got long weekend group toot on the way, and then we will reveal next week's undercutter where we're going to need more than $1,000 to try and get somebody to do this.
Fledge, Vaughn and Megan.
The long weekend group toot. Let's get this underway now.
It's a bit of a tradition. Laura, I'll explain it.
Please do.
For you, and this also doubles down for people who have not heard a long weekend group toot before. What we do is we encourage the nation to come together ahead of a long weekend with a long weekend group toot. Now, a familiar, we always call it the Milo tune. I guess that's the...
Yeah.
That's the easiest way.
The Milo tune.
The most familiar New Zealanders might be with it. You can stomp it at a sports game or toot it on a horn like this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, one,
yep.
Two.
So,
nice. It's a two-part thing. We need you to do the first part, which is this. And then hopefully, and weather is not playing its part today.
Not in some parts of the country.
You have your phone, you window down your phone out ready, and somebody else also listening finishes it off.
So the first person goes 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4.
1-2.
All the other person has to do is 1-2.
Right.
To put it into numeric. I never ever picked up on that, by the way, until last time we did it. Someone said you should just explain it and using numbers.
1-2.
Oh, Fletcher's in rhythm. You're about to find out a little something about
numbers.
Fletcher's rhythm too, Laura.
Yeah.
1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4. Then someone else does 1-2.
Yeah.
So, simple.
0800 dials at M right now, and you can text in as well if it's working around your area, wherever you're driving, wherever you are, represent your town or city right now for the long weekend group toot. 0800 dials at M. Now, do you want to try? Do you want to try?
I reckon we go straight on. We've got a couple of people on the phone. Caitlin's been busy lining up long weekend group tooters. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Hi.
From the city of Sales. Or Auckland, as everybody calls it.
Or the city of deluge this morning.
Do we still call it the city of sails, even though we like got blitzed in the America's Cup that time? I think we should get rid of the sails.
Just call it the city.
Yeah, just
call it the city.
That city.
With the city with boats.
Ashley, what part of Auckland are you in?
I'm in traffic on the Southern Motorway.
Okay. Is she pretty standstill? How's the traffic looking?
I'm going about 5k.
Okay, all right.
This is perfect. All right, so you know how the long weekend, you're rolling the tooting, you're happy with your roll, you know what to do?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Make sure you window down, and when you're ready, go for it, Ashley.
Okay.
Was there someone right next to you?
Yeah, they were right next to me.
That was so exciting.
It was like immediate. It sounded like their car was in your car.
But you don't know her.
No, she's wait right next to me.
Tell her to mouth. What's her name? We need to thank her. What kind of car is she driving?
A very fancy Barina Holden.
Thank you very much to the Holden Barina.
The fancy Barina driver. You are lovely, both of you. Wait there. Ashley, we're going to hook you up with a prize.
It never works. What's happened? It never works.
Well, no, and here's the other thing, Laura. Vaughn gets real grumpy when it doesn't work because he takes it personally.
I take it personally.
And it ruins his long weekend. So I kind of like it when it doesn't work, but I also at the same time want it to work.
Right, okay, I see. Because you're obviously very patriotic about these things.
Yes, huge.
I mean, look at you in your onesie. I am wearing the
old blue flag onesie.
Yes. Charlotte's dropped out in Papakura, spelt with a C, according to producer Caitlin.
Papashura. That's the French district of South Auckland.
All right, Papashura. We're going to come back next
to our Munchier.
We want to try the long weekend group too. Now, the weather is against us in some parts of the country.
Or perfectly for us in some parts of the country. Because you would have said Auckland's, the upper north is really wearing it, but we've got a 100% strike rate so far on thanks to the Southern Motorways. awful planning and congestion.
All right, we're gonna go to Hamilton next. Kate, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Great.
Whereabouts in the mighty Tron are you, Kate?
Well, I was just at the way that it drives to the light, and now I'm on the motorway.
Oh, no. So there's no chance this is going to work on the motorway, is it? Is there?
I'm up to the next set of lights.
Okay, all right,
When you're ready for long weekend group tuning, you know how the tune goes, get your window down, make sure we can hear it, and it's all over to you now, Kate.
Okay.
Very punchy on the old rhythm. Did you go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4?
I don't think there was, no one was around. It was just breaking up there.
Right.
Let's go next to Eva. Good morning, Eva.
Hi.
Now, mum's doing the driving. Hi. Mum's doing the driving this morning.
Yes.
So you're the passenger. This is a sort of safety that I'm always paramount, that I believe is paramount to the long weekend group toot. She's going to toot. You're going to try to garner the response.
Okay.
When you're ready. Oh, that was a textbook.
Do you know what? Great.
We should save that for a textbook example.
That was a great example. And what kind of car are you in, Eva? I always like to hear what kind of car.
Toyota.
A Toyota what? Brilliant. Because they're always packing a good horn.
Yeah, they do have a great horn. Eva, great effort. Team mum there.
No fault of your mum's.
Yeah,
that was great.
That's just the other people that have led us down
Yeah, that was cool.
Sally, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Sally, whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Milford, Auckland, right in the middle of the main street.
Oh.
A lot of old people live there, don't they? They don't like horns. They normally beep dat.
That's why they'll be pulling turning around and pulling you the fingers. But Sally, when you're ready to test the long weekend group toot in Milford, take it away.
Okay, I'm stopping there and I'm trying now. We have the red light.
Okay, great.
Oh, you missed the last two.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, look at Vaughan's face. Go again, Sally, go again. Dun, dun.
Dun,
dun.
Silly.
Dun, dun. But
they don't
not
have Milo in South Africa, though.
That's why you wouldn't know the Milo
that's
tune.
Why maybe
do
she's
you think? Thank you, Sally, for trying. Do you want to keep going? Because you've got this look on your face now.
Yeah, I know, because we started so strong. And then you know when you're like, your expectations build, and you're like, well, if that was the start, it's going to be a great day. And then it turns around and it's not anymore. So how many have we tried now? Was that our third or fourth?
Fourth. So that's really, it's a huge disappointment. Probably the worst one in a while.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I started strong. And then it all crumbled underneath me. Someone text messaged in saying it worked in Southland for them just now. Because Southland's having a 5-day weekend. They've tacked their anniversary day on Tuesday.
So smart.
So everybody's very... Remember Charlotte we went to in the first one? She's calling back there on line 10. I'm almost happy to just go straight live. Caitlin, we'll take 10.
Just unbelievable.
I know, we're trying Wellington first. You get 10, sort it out, Caitlin.
Charlotte. No, she's gone. She's gone.
Go back
gone.
To Sheridan on 8.
But you do this, Vaughn.
Sheridan on 8. I'm chasing the dragon now. Sheridan on 8. How are you?
Be careful.
Not too bad. Yourself, Vaughn?
Good. Very well. Thank you very much for the personal addressing.
if you wait 10 seconds, I'm just about to go into the Mount Vic Tunnel in Wellington.
You're a dirty bastard. They are going to hate you, but I'm going to love it. I love somebody it. Yeah. Back. We've got to get that just as you go in because you'll lose.
I'm in a truck, so it's going to be loud.
Okay, do it.
All right,
get it happening.
Right. There's some pedestrians.
Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. They love it.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready, guys?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Jesus! That was the most terrifying. I knew it was coming and it terrified me. No wonder he was like, I'm just going to wait till I go past these pedestrians.
That almost sounded like it could cause some kind of avalanche.
Yeah.
Or some kind of like rock fall in the tunnel.
It sounded like one of those tsunami siren warnings that you get when you live near the coast.
Hey, we've got to end it there, Sheridan. Thanks so
well
much,
done.
A nearly 50% strike rate for the long weekend group.
I think the two that worked was so good, though.
Yeah, and you know what? The sad thing is we've got to wait until June to do this next.
When's the next long weekend?
Queen's birthday. Anzac Day.
When's Anzac Day?
25th of April.
Okay.
Are you making that
But then
up?
Do we get a long weekend out of it?
That's what I was actually stalling for time for. I was trying to open up a month.
Right. Why don't you just Google
and it's a Monday, so yes.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yes. Okay, yes. So long weekend.
Will be the next long weekend group two.
Wait, I went to May. It's a Friday. No, it's not. I went back to March. Where the bloody hell's April?
The Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast.
Right now it's time for... Getting better, Laura.
Coming along, the training's paying off. The subtle nuances will come with time.
This is good.
You're doing really great.
Doing great.
Today's fact of the day. Somebody sent this into the Facebook page. And I was like, no, you're wrong. And then I drew a diagram and sat down and thought about it. And I had my mind blown. And I very much enjoy having my mind blown.
Okay.
Sarah Flintoff messaged in.
Mm.
And she said, a lovely message, but then a bonus side fact. The moon in the northern hemisphere is upside down if you're from the southern hemisphere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's factual. Okay. Look, I've drawn a diagram.
Show me.
Here's the Earth. Here's that. There's lots of other sort of inane scribblings of a madman on this page, but here's the Earth.
Right.
Yep.
Gotcha. And if you're standing on the bottom.
What's the $340? Oh, sorry. No,
that was how much someone wanted for cash chicken.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
So I've got to write these things down or I forget them.
Okay, sure.
So if you're on the bottom.
Yep.
You're like that. You're upside down. Technically, we're like hanging off the side, right?
Right.
Yeah. But gravity's a central thing and it keeps us connected to the middle. Now, if you're on the top, you're standing up the right way, but to us, you're upside down. So if you look at the moon, the northern hemisphere's top is actually the southern hemisphere's bottom. So when you grow up in New Zealand and you're used to looking at the moon a certain way, when you move to the northern hemisphere, it appears upside down.
Would you notice though? Probably not.
She did.
Did she?
Sarah noticed. She's like, those two things are usually on the other side. And
but not for us.
Then she did some investigation, probably drew a diagram much like I did.
Yeah, okay.
And discovered that, in fact, the moon, if you grew up in the southern hemisphere and we're used to the southern hemisphere, the moon, when you go to the northern hemisphere, is upside down.
And your water goes around the other way, doesn't it? Down the pipe.
Actually, no, that's not true. There's a Mythbusters episode. You should spend a little time this Easter weekend looking into that. It's not true. Depends.
Really?
It was on The Simpsons.
It was on Wedding Crashers as well.
Yeah, it's a. It was more of a toilet manufacturing thing.
Oh.
Than a specific.
Well, right. Okay.
Water goes round that way.
It's upsetting.
It's not 100%. Instead, they busted that myth.
Oh.
So today's fact of the day is: if you are from the southern hemisphere and used to looking at the moon, when you go to the northern hemisphere, it will appear upside down.
Fact of the day.
day, day, day.
Fledge, Vaughn and Megan.
Spy.
Know what's up. Spy.co.nz.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Star Wars?
10. Vaughn is total nerd fest.
You're total up
12,
there.
12, actually. I love it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I love it. 12 parsecs.
Don't even know what that means.
You didn't go there, did you? What about you, Fletch? Okay, yeah, I'm a bit the same as you. But Harrison Ford has done an interview recently. Actually, it was yesterday, and he said he's actually not completely finished with Han Solo in the Star Wars film. So if and when it all starts to happen, he is fully 100% keen to be on board. He says anything's possible in space and in the movies.
Because they're making a Star Wars movie just about Han Solo, like his life before the original trilogy.
Right.
When he was a Nerf herder.
Do you think they can make him young? I can't believe you know that he was a Nerf herder.
Yeah, doing that.
What the hell is a Nerf herder?
Doing the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
Oh,
am I right, guys? And hey, I tell you what, he should have.
Like, how did he get his wife, eh?
I don't know. She's quite hot.
Yeah,
so
I know. She loves the Star Wars banter.
Do you watch a lot of Big Bang Theory and do you understand all the jokes in that?
I used to. I haven't watched Big Bang Theory for a little while.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that show so much, Laura. You have no idea.
Just not good? Just don't like it?
I want to stab myself in the face with this pen every time I see it on TV.
Okay,
and I don't get how people like it. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, so we'll move forward. We know Justin Bieber's been trying to shake his bad boy image, but now he's decided that while he's doing his world tour, he's cancelling all meet and greets that he does with fans. That was one of his
Because you buy them.
Things.
You buy them, don't you?
That's quite right. You can buy them with your ticket. And he's put this photo up of him hugging a fan with his terrible haircut and says, love you guys, I'm going to be cancelling all my meet and greets. I enjoy meeting such incredible people, but I end up feeling so drained and filled with so much of other people's spiritual energy that I end up drained and unhappy. What the hell is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
And I want to stay in a healthy mindset. I'm in to give you the best show you have ever seen.
He's going a bit crazy.
I think he's trying to get a bit too philosophical.
Too
much. Yeah.
He's drinking too much.
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast.
I think this weekend's going to be great binge TV watching. Netflix box sets kind of weekend weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Netflix and chill.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing with the Netflix and chill, because I've never really had Netflix. I only got Netflix recently to watch Daredevil season 2. If someone was trying to interrupt my watching of fantastic television, because everything on Netflix is good. You got your House of Cards, Making a Murderer.
You only
Daredevil.
So good.
You Netflix and chill, you make a separate account and you only watch rubbish stuff.
Yeah, and Netflix is like 10 seconds till the next episode starts. Like, I'm in no way a marathon runner when it comes to lovemaking, but not even I can get my pants off in 10 seconds.
There's pause. You can pause it.
Oh, you can pause it and just flick the jug. You've got to pick your moment.
Flick the jug.
Flick the jug on and get yourself. That's...
Oh, actual.
I'm
going to just move
jug.
On
I'm
right
not
now.
Sure what jug you're talking about.
Netflix and flick the jug. Wow.
Okay.
I've never heard someone call it a jug.
I've never flicked the jug before.
All right. Never. So it's time now.
Caitlin has just joined the party on the flicking the jug.
She's just clicked.
She's like, I'm not talking about turning on the jug anymore.
Okay. So the undercutter next week.
You ruined my cup of tea for the week.
Yeah. Next time I'm flicking on the jug.
Gee.
I'll be like,
creepers.
This is going to be the biggest undercutter that we've ever done. And in fact, it is possible that nobody will do this.
We want to tell you about it now so you've got the weekend to comprehend it and maybe decide if it's for you.
Every single time we've done this, we've had people straight away, I'll do it, and I'll do it for very little money, and then they pull out. And Caitlin has had an absolute nightmare dealing with a lot of this, and we've got to give a round of applause because we've had, I'd probably say, 10 people drop out.
Yeah, over the course of it.
And that's cool. We're not going to make you do something, but it... You know, when people actually have the time to sit back and think about this.
You did agree to a verbal contract and we are suing you all. So we'll see who regrets not getting a SpongeBob tattoo.
No, we're obviously not suing anyone. But this one is going to be full of legal forms and full of waivers. We have a prize of $10,000.
Holy.
That's where we're going to start next week for the undercutter. Now, this idea was one of the original ideas we had for this series. But everybody, it took a while to get through legal. Our legal department have very thoroughly gone over it. There will be a whole bunch of T's and C's if you're interested in doing it. We needed to get like the tick off from a whole lot of people. And then Ross Boss said, save it till last because it's a bit ridiculous.
Now, this came to us. We talked once on the show a long time ago about my friend who at the time was a university student in Dunedin.
Yeah, and he was making enough money to live off doing weekly medical trials.
So you take taking different pills and... Do you know he is still...
Really?
And, do you know, this was probably 5 years ago we talked about this. He's always sick. Like, always sick.
Yeah.
He did probably, I would say, 10 to 12 trials of different drugs in Dunedin.
Now, it's not drug-related.
No,
it's not drug-related.
It is not. We actually asked people to call in if they'd done medical trials before, and somebody called in and said that when they were in the UK...
They were on their OE, they were almost out of money. They read in the paper that there was a chance to sign up for medical, to be pretty much medical experiments.
Yeah.
They went in and had their toe amputated... And then reattached by a surgeon.
Goodness gracious, man.
Now, apparently it was to test something, a new way of reconnecting nerves. It was a while ago.
I can't remember exactly whether or not it was some kind of ointment or whatever, but he got £5,000. To me...
For having his toe amputated and then reattached.
Your husband actually... He's missing a couple of toes.
Yeah, but someone ran those over. So that's like, that wasn't by choice.
It wasn't a choice.
That wasn't by choice. He would have liked to have kept them. They died.
Side note, does he wear jandals?
Yes, and it freaks people out. So when he goes to buy shoes, I'll say, for God's sake, put a pair of shoes
which,
on.
Which toe's missing?
So he's got his big toe.
Yeah.
And his second one. So it can still hold the jandal.
He's literally got enough toes to hold a jandal, but
that's it.
So we're not asking anybody to... amputate their toe. We are, though, going to get you to take part in a medical trial where your toe will be amputated and then reattached.
How much cash did you say?
$10,000 is what we're starting at. We've got an Australian research company that does medical research. it's kind of all the stars have aligned, really. And an Australian surgeon will reattach your toe, to amputate your toe and then reattach it.
Now, 10,000 New Zealand dollars is what we are offering. And that's what we're going to start with. Now, you can undercut somebody and do it for less. I don't know if we'll even get anybody undercutting, but you can go to zmonline.com over the long weekend and have a good hard think about it. You will be signing your life away.
It's all like legit surgery. It's not like he's just...
Oh, we're not doing it in the studio. It's all done in the surgery. All those questions we can deal with later. We can even talk to the surgeon ahead of this.
Which toe is the question that we're already getting on the text machine?
What do you not need?
Which is the least vital toe?
I was thinking it would be a small toe because then that's... If
but
something
isn't that
goes
quite
wrong,
essential to balance?
Like if it goes
black.
No,
that's your middle... Your big toe is your balance.
Which toe is the most important?
Does Marty Gupta ever fall over if you just in the lounge?
Not a lot. He doesn't just plop over.
You're like, you've fallen over again.
No, he's a very fast runner.
Yep.
And he couldn't do that without his big hoof. His
big
toe.
Right.
So he needs that.
All the details, and if you want to be in for next week's undercutter, $10,000 cash, zmonline.com. I can tell you're getting a lot of questions on the text machine, Vaughn.
Yes.
We can field those next week.
Yes. But we just wanted to give you that before the weekend to have a think about it. Obviously, a short week next week, we're going to have to get it all going.
Yeah.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
We're going to start with Suzanne this morning. Susie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's your story for last calls?
So when I was in primary school, in this little rural kind of area, I was at school, we were playing baseball. And I must have just been so enticed with the game that I decided to piss my pants in front of everyone and on the field, and it went all down.
Susie, that came from nowhere.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to get hit in the face of the ball.
So I was wearing a skirt and all the pee came down my leg, coming out like a man.
Oh no!
Oh no!
And then I threw the baseball quickly, and it hit the teacher, and then I ran. And anyway, so I went and saw the principal and I was crying and all upset. And like, she was like, oh, I can't get hold of your mum, but you know, we got to take you home kind of thing to get changed. And I was so adamant that I wanted to wear a pair of undies that she put me in her like really old granny panties to go home in.
I don't know legally if a principal's allowed to put a child in their underpants.
All right, wait.
Goodness gracious me.
For the best of the entire situation, we'll just
Let's go to Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
What's your story for last calls?
So I was in the supermarket. I saw my friend from behind. She talked about dyeing her hair black. This chick had black hair. Looked exactly like her. Mm. I went up to her, jabbed her in the ribs and said, oh, you decided to dye your hair after all. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up. I'm on the ground. And I was like, what the hell happened? And she's like, I'm so sorry. You must have had me mistaken. It was a totally different person. Was not my friend.
Well, how did you know on the ground?
I was a complete stranger, jabbed her in the ribs as hard as I could.
Did she punch you?
And got a clock in the face for it.
In the supermarket?
Yeah.
What? It's
really embarrassing.
I don't know why I want to ask this, but what aisle was it in?
She was standing at the pharmacy in the countdown. The new pharmacies in the middle of them.
Oh my god, so it's quite recent.
My countdown doesn't have pharmacy.
Oh yeah, mine does.
Okay, you're
you
going
don't,
to the wrong one.
No, you don't. No, West Auckland don't get pharmacies because you make everything
we're not
into pee.
Prescription medication.
My friend, I saw on Snapchat.
Literally, we could make it. We could make pee between the checkout and the pharmacy in the middle of it.
And then the whole thing would have to be decontaminated and shut down. It's just too much effort countdown.
You go down that weird aisle in the supermarket that's got like pencils and like party supplies, and a West Auckland has set up a pee lab. That's a very real possibility.
All right, wait there. We'll vote in just a second, Lisa. The last call, what happened?
So my friend was in her 20s and she had snuck her boyfriend around home.
Okay.
And her parents were staying at her grandma's house around the corner.
Okay.
So anyway, she's got this habit of sleeping with her phone under her pillow. So, she was kind of doing the wild thing.
Right.
With her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But she didn't realise she had the phone on and she was calling her mum.
Oh.
So her mum kind of heard everything.
But did mum hang up straight away or did she have to make sure
she wasn't being heard?
Mum hung out on the phone because she thought that she was being murdered.
Yeah, I was going to say, the noises could be anything. And we've all seen, you know, when Liam Neeson says to his daughter, you are about to be taken, this is what you've got to do.
Like,
she probably seen taken and thought she could help her out over the phone.
Yeah, so she thought that. And so, like, my friend didn't know all this. And so they came round home and mum and her dad with a baseball bat burst into the room to save her.
But she wasn't being murdered at all.
No, she was not.
No. All right. Okay, let's vote. Tribal Council now voting for our favourite story today for Last Calls. Now, Laura, filling in for Megan, we hold up the number of fingers correlating to who on the screen.
Laura's got all of her fingers. Now what do I do?
So, for example, if you like Alex's story on line 7, you'd hold up seven fingers.
Right, gotcha,
it's a silent vote so that it's not awkward. And
there
and
is okay, some okay, line. Yeah. There okay, are okay, a couple okay. of lines that go above the amount of fingers you have. So then you flash. Okay.
Did I do good?
You did good. Really
thanks.
Great. We've
appreciate
got to
that.
Vote
what's
for...
What's a democracy? We're not going to judge who you vote for unless you voted for the new flag.
Okay.
In which case you're an
you'll
idiot.
Be judged
you're
heavily.
Yeah.
By the way,
have
I got time now to say about the new flag announcement?
Sure.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, the whether or not the new flag or we're keeping trust the old beautiful blue is going to be announced by the Prime Minister at the airport just before he jumps on a plane to leave the country.
He's a very smart man.
Which is weird because if he gets his new flag and people are angry, he's like, all right, see you guys in a couple of weeks. And if he was wrong and we didn't want a new flag at all, he's like, all right, you guys are dicks, see you in a couple of weeks. Well, hopefully this whole thing's blown over. Bye. $26 right. million dollars down the Google. Bye. So that's just my announcement about the flag.
Okay.
Good announcement.
Thank you. We had a vote for Suzanne, who wet herself and got put in the headmaster's granny panties. And two votes for Alex, who got punched in the face by a girl she thought was her friend.
Alex, congratulations.
That was the Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast. For more, listen from 6 on ZM.
And check them out on Facebook.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.